It could be either ways. It could be you have stress in your workplace area that add to the stress that you already have, which will break down the defense mechanism that you naturally have, and you end up having mental illness. Or you could be having a mental illness where we are trying to treat or try to handle, but because the workplace is that stressful, it adds more to that and you will never recover. That's why the mental illness in the workplace is so crucial, because we treat them to be back to their office. So if they cannot go back and find a good place to work at, then we actually, our effort will be like going in vain, because they will keep on being sick as the workplace is not that suitable. So we try to advocate for a workplace which is mentally suitable for everybody, not just those who are mentally ill. Yeah.
Okay. How many cases do you receive? If we can talk in terms of average, you may not be giving the exact figures, but the average of mental cases that you have been receiving, what numbers are we talking about?
In Jubu Teaching Hospital has been the tertiary referral, only tertiary referral hospital for the whole country. We used to have a little bit, around 20 to 30 person a day, but with the increase of the community awareness, and we are now putting more effort with other partners to improve the awareness within the communities, the clinical presentation increase, which actually is going to exceed the demand of the unit, because we don't have that much professionals. But now we can have like 60 to even 100 patients every 2 to 3 weeks. We are trying to manage the income and the outcome so that there will be no overflow in the hospital. That's why we are trying the so-called community mental health, so that those who can be treated within their communities will be sent a team to be treated there. And we include them at our clinical presentation, because we go and see them. We do have those who are homeless moving on the street. We go out 3 days a month to collect them and give food and give medication. We can even have 90 patients per day from the street, 90 patients for 3 days, which means 90 patients per month from the street. And we have like 150 in communities, and we do receive in the hospital, which is Yuba Teaching Hospital, at around 30 to 40, 50 patients per day. So if you collect all this, it goes up to 300 something patients per day, which means that our awareness is going well and our successful stories is actually fruitful.
Okay, so what kind of advice do you give? Perhaps let me start with this. What can community do? What kind of contribution can community do to help in the management of mental cases? How do they identify that somebody is having mental case?
We do have the so-called community mobilizers. They are a group of people who had no medical training, that we give them a basic knowledge of how to identify and when to refer patients. So they do go per communities. We do have this in Juba Town, but we are planning to expand it all over the country. So we first ask the community, or we actually appeal to the community, that you need to buy out the community mobilizers, because they go house by house searching for patients. The code says early diagnosis mean better prognosis or better outcome. That's why when the community mobilizers goes per communities, they search out patients and they know where the patient to be sent. This is one. The other thing that we need to appeal to the community and request for is that the mental ill cases need to be isolated or to be chained at home. Try to go to the nearest health facility, because we are now trying to expand the mental health to be included within the primary health care unit, which means taking the service to the community instead of waiting for them in Juba Teaching Hospital. So what you need to do as community is take the patient to the nearest health facility and seek for help. We advise that the community to treat them equal. As far as they had recovered and they are back to normality, there's no need of them being stigmatized and being named like Demajunun, or they can was mentally sick. So if you stigmatize them and you treat them unequally with the other part of the community, you're actually contributing to their disabilities and actually increasing their illnesses.
Anything that you feel you did not say and you want to add?
Every time that I came to radio show or I talk, I say mental illness is a treatable condition. Come to Juba Teaching Hospital and ask for help. This year's message, I'm talking about mental illness is a treatable condition. You can go to any single PHC or primary health care centers to seek help. Give me a chance. Let me try to help you. Let me try to teach you how to handle those group of patients.